Hello, this is the Daily Cardinal Sportscast. I'm Brett Bachman, the sports editor for the Daily Cardinal.
I'm Cameron Coleman, the football beat writer for the Cardinal.
And I'm Gray Satterfield, the multimedia editor.
And we're here to talk about football with you today. Last week, Wisconsin won 45-0 against the University of Massachusetts, and this week they take on Tennessee Tech, an FCS team, who won 63-7 against Cumberland last week. It was a good week for the FCS last week. They had 8 victories against FBS teams. And on paper, Wisconsin should easily handle Tennessee Tech. It will be an upset if they win. It was ranked as Athlon's number 9 most shameful NCAA matchup of the year. So that gives you a little idea of what it might be like. My prediction that I made a couple of months ago was 51-3. We'll see how that holds up. Last week, I predicted the game to go 45-7. Put a little bit too much faith in UMass, but that's the way it goes sometimes. And another fun fact, if the Golden Eagles of Tennessee Tech do lose tomorrow, Coach Watson Brown will earn his 191st career loss, which gives him the most losses as a coach in NCAA history. So, making a little bit of history at Camp Randall tomorrow.
Now, one thing about both these teams is they look very similar on both offense and defense, including Aranda's new 3-4 defense. Both teams are known on O to take it to the ground and, you know, punch it in. We saw a lot of that last week, especially with the Badgers, you know, switching between James White, Melvin Gordon. And we actually saw a couple of those from Tennessee Tech, too. They had their leading rusher was Ladarius Van Leer. He had a 93-yard punt return.
He had 2 touches, I believe. One was a 52-yard run.
Yep, and the other one was for 1 yard. I think, like you said, the Badgers rushing, I think you can take it to the next level with Clement finding the end zone and even Stave. So, I mean, as soon as the ball gets in their hands, it's on the ground, usually straight on their way to 6.
Yeah, Corey Clement, excellent performance last week. I'd be very surprised if we didn't see him earlier in the game this week.
What a game. You said that. I think it goes into a long history of a three-headed attack from the Badgers, whether it's last year with Ball, White, and Gordon, or even the year before with John Clay. I think, you know, when you see a team out there with W's on their helmets, you can just expect everybody on the depth chart at running back to be a world-class type of guy.
And I guess if we're talking about good running games, we have to give some credit to the offensive line. Ryan Groy really pulled well, and 9 of both White and Gordon's carries, so that's 18 carries total, were between the tackles. And both of their touchdowns, I believe, were on plays between the tackles. So they pounded up the middle pretty well, these Badgers.
Absolutely. One of the things that, you know, when you bring up those touchdown rushes, there was a lot of kind of lightning in a bottle type plays from the Badgers, whether it was the 2 long throws to Aberderis or Gordon's 75-yard touchdown. When you go through the drives, a lot of them were, you know, 1-2 plays. They actually averaged 5 plays a drive the whole time. So one of the things that I think the Badgers can definitely improve on in this game is to try to put forth that methodical drive, you know, 7, 8, you know, 12 plays, really kind of take time off the clock. You know, it's easy to strike fast against these, you know, lesser opponents, but, you know, when it comes to playing the gauntlet of the Big Ten schedule, that's a skill that this team's really going to need to hammer down.
Yeah, and those are the heartbreaking drives, too. I mean, big plays, you know, they're great and all, but when you can really just take it to a team and, you know, you take 7 minutes to get downfield, it's going to break them in the end. But when you're talking about, you know, Wisconsin having 3 good running backs, we had 9 players at Tennessee Tech rush for 323 yards last week. And Watson Brown had said that his team is just very well-rounded. Doesn't matter who gets the ball, they're going to get yards.
When we went down the stat sheet, you could see there was every player seemed to have a touchdown next to them. They scored 63 points in their last game, and I did, besides
receivers too.
What's his, the kid who ran
Ladarius
the
ball back. Ladarius
Van Leer. He was the only player to have 2 touchdowns. One of them was in special teams. So, I mean, definitely they certainly do know how to share the wealth.
And they had 6 receivers as well go for 179 yards. So they really like to share the ball a lot. I guess you could say that Watson Brown's motto could be sharing is caring, because this team has a lot of different players who touch the ball, and they scored a lot last week.
No, I think the key to this game is actually, honestly, who's going to be able to shut down that run first. Because
Both teams use that 3-4 defense, used to shut down the run. So we'll see how that goes for both teams. Last week, UMass never even entered Wisconsin's red zone. The closest they got was the 29-yard line, but that was stopped by an interception from true freshman Sojourn Shelton. And that was a pretty nice play. He looked pretty athletic getting up there, taking it away from UMass player. So, and then another thing is Wisconsin on defense, they forced 8 penalties, 6 before the snap. So that's, if they can put forth that sort of performance again this week, that's going to be big.
Shout out to that home field advantage right there. Got a, you know, Camp Randall's packed and rowdy even at 11 a.m.
Be loud and proud, you know.
Of course.
I like what you mentioned with the defense. You know, the 3-4, it's a new look. It's a transitional period. But, you know, what I saw the whole game was Borland and Armstrong were all over the field making tackles left and right. So,
and then Borland had that forced fumble, too, that Armstrong picked up. And that was just excellent.
The fact that the 3-4 can kind of let the two of them both play middle linebacker on the field at the same time is just, you know, it's impressive.
I am a little worried, though, that our defensive line went up against, you know, a semi-patchwork offensive line last week. It'll be interesting to see, you know, how we can hold up this week, especially since we didn't even get into the backfield to make a QB sack last week. That was my one disappointment.
Yep. And like I say, this is an FCS team. So the Badgers' first real test is probably going to be against Arizona State
next week.
And that'll be at Arizona State.
That'll be a tough away game.
Night game, looking ahead, too.
Of course. There's going to be a lot of hoopla surrounding that game. A lot of people have said that the Badgers' chances in that game aren't the greatest. But once again, if they can put together sort of long drives and sort of, you know, pounding run game that Wisconsin traditionally does well, that'll do them well. Down there in Arizona.
I totally agree. Stick to what you know. And, you know, Anderson had mentioned that White and Gordon, they're a tandem. And if we see Corey Clement come in, you know, these guys are going to get another rest, you know. It's just going to be that much more refreshed. We're going to see longer, bigger plays and just harder hits, hitting the holes hard. And our offensive line have been doing an excellent job of opening up those gaps. So it should be a great run game this season.
One thing I wanted to talk about before we wrap it up, what is going on with Tanner McAvoy? He transferred here as a quarterback. They put him at receiver. I think he was out there for a couple plays as receiver, but he didn't get any passes at all. Very limited role as a receiver. And this week they've been having him practice at safety. So we just really don't know where he's going to fit in, I guess. And all these changes got to be a little overwhelming for him. So we'll see if he gets out there this week. That'll be something to watch for.
And will we see Waterstrauss? That's another thing I want to see. Who's going to be at fullback?
And I guess that's all we have for you today. So from the Daily Cardinal World Headquarters, this has been the Daily Cardinal Sportscast.
Come back next week.
Thank you.